All around Australia on Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. Our next guest is part of a podcast which is huge in Australia, by the way. It rates really well. It's called Somehow Related.
Don't sound so surprised. Why do you say it's been a huge podcast?
No, because there is so much noise in the podcast world, but this one cuts through because it's bloody good. It's called Somehow Related. It's Glenn Robbins.
Hello, Glenn. How are you?
Good on you, Mick. Good on you, Dave. Lovely to talk to you. And I'm a little heartbroken, a little bit sad. But anyway, let's.
What are you sad about?
Back to tears.
What are you sad?
We lost Bert and you're leaving. I mean, my whole world's falling around apart around me, but that's all right.
You'll be right, big fella. Now, I want to ask you about Bert's service because obviously a huge moment in Australian showbiz.
Yeah,
and we've done many tributes here on the show. I couldn't go on the day because I couldn't get to Melbourne.
Mm.
So I sent my apologies a day or two before, but how was it? Can you describe it to me?
There's been many words spoken and everything is true. He was such a wonderful man. The speeches and the whole vibe of it was so fitting. Such a wonderful life and a wonderful career. I'm very proud to be a part of it. But you know what? You couldn't make it.
Yes.
And I looked to my left. We were meant to be sitting together.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been like a VIP section.
Well, actually, I was just in front of Pang, Brownie.
Oh, you wouldn't have liked that.
But
you were,
no. Well,
you were closer. You were, that's unbelievable.
No, but here's the point. I said I was closer, which meant that I was more important to Bert. But he said it's the closer ones are who are going to die next. So apparently. So anyway, and I know, you know, you get a bit handsy and a bit, you know, so I
get a bit horny at funerals.
Okay.
Yeah, of course you do. I look across, this is true, I look across to see who's sitting on my other side, and I didn't have my glasses, and I look down, and it says Max, and I'm going, Max, I couldn't read his surname. I'm going, Max, who's a famous Max? Max Gillies? No, who is it? There aren't any famous Maxes. Yeah. And then I look a bit closer, and it says Max Capacity, 5 people in his... I'm going, you are a dickhead, Robin. Seriously, Max Capacity.
I just wanted to say, I said some nice things about Bert, but you have made a couple of complaints about the state funeral and how it differs from others. Here is a quick grab from your podcast. Let's have a listen to you complaining.
When you go to a state funeral, no party pies.
What?
No chicken sandwiches, no hot tea from an urn. No standing around with people and making light conversation and having a laugh. No, no, no. State funeral, out the door you go.
That was it.
That was it. Because surely a wake isn't a wake without a party pie.
You're complaining about the catering at Bert Newton's funeral. Is that what I'm led to believe?
It's not Bert Newton's funeral. It was a state funeral. But am I wrong? If there's no party pies, it's not a wake. It doesn't count for anything. You go around and some lovely ladies give you cake and sponges and party pies and you rejoice the life of. We just walked out into the rain. You know, it'll be a lovely state funeral and everything. They did a wonderful job. But I just think they've got halls around there.
Mate,
they've got different, they've got all sorts of venues.
It's a Catholic funeral. I would have thought that the party pie is even more important than the communion wafer. I just think if you have one, you have the other. Or substitute the communion wafer for the party pie. Then everyone would take communion.
Well, that's right.
I'd be on my knees with my head going like that clown at the show. Duke me.
You won't get me arguing with that.
And can I tell you this? One of the best funerals I ever went to was in the country. And it was a best funeral in that it was an old person. It wasn't tragic and it was kind of we were a celebration of life.
Yeah, of course.
But it was catered for by the Country Women's Association.
Oh, now we're talking.
Beautiful.
And no one puts on a spread like these girls. You take your pick from Lamingtons to sponges to whatever it is.
Yeah.
You sit there and not only do they love you to eat their food, they will watch you eat their food. And if you pay them Mrs. Jenkins, I just want to say that is without doubt the greatest Lamington I've ever eaten. You 85-year-old knickers dropped off. Basically, it's as good as you can hope for. They are so into their food and they cook so brilliantly.
Yeah. Are you learning anything for your ventures around the world as far as food goes now that you are a licensee? And now, are you going to have your name above the door as you walk in?
For court purposes, I can't. I'm not allowed to hold a licensee. There's something about criminal record. I'm not sure. So for anyone who's unaware, I have bought a pub with some mates, the Railway Hotel in Brunswick, and it's going to open in about February. Mm. And when I leave this job, I'm going to pull a few shifts.
Oh, dear.
Head down, as we said, like letting the mice run the cheese factory it is. But what's your idea?
Oh, the idea is that the menu, the meals, are named after your famous comedy mates.
Oh.
Oh,
like this.
Yeah.
Like Cat's Deli in New York. Oh, this is great.
I've come up with a little example of what it could be. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start off with an entree of Hang Surprise.
Yeah. Or a Gang Penang.
Oh, Gang
Gang Pang Gang.
Yeah, Gang Pang Gang.
Or a Pang Thai.
Yeah, Pang Thai. That's nice. Yeah. And then I'm going to, for main, I'm going to have a Robin's Ragu.
Which is, yum. That'd be tasty.
Yeah, yeah. Robin's Ragu. Does tend to repeat a bit.
Does it come with a tea and a bicky?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And followed with a Chilaro salad.
Oh.
What do you think that is?
I reckon it's got figs in it.
It's a soccer ball hollowed out with an Italian salad in it. For dessert, you can either have Flanagan Flan. Oh, nice, eh?
I like that, yes.
Or a Malloy Sticky Date.
Oh, that's not on the menu. You can only order that off the menu.
Yeah, you've got to order ahead. That's like a special. You can share your sticky date. Best with two. Order two forks for that one. But there you go. There's your little comedy piece for your show.
Can you hang about, please, Glenn? Yeah, we have more to talk to you about. Back in just a second.
It's Malloy on Triple M.